Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, September the 6th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on the Podbean page over to the left under the Links button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at what's on offer today on the main show. Well, I'm going to start off by talking about what I call America's great debt creation machine, which is pervasive throughout the entire economic environment. Debt is involved, as you know, in most major transactions. And I talk about what would happen if the Fed suddenly turned off America's great debt creation machine, and the result would not be pretty. So that's to start with. Then I will talk at some length about a victim of the inhuman healthcare outrage in the United States, mostly concerned with people who think they're fully covered because they have a nice, comprehensive, probably very expensive insurance company taking care of them. But woe betide you if you happen to be unconscious and you get treated by an out-of-network doctor, they will throw the book at you. So anyway, that and lots more in that particular segment. Then I'm going to discuss the US healthcare system from the perspective of 10 foreign observers from 7 different countries, by comparing the US model, if there is one, which of course there isn't, with the European approach. And I think you'll find it rather interesting. So that comes next. Then I will talk about the real net gain in retail sales since 2014, which is pretty pathetic. So you will want to listen to that, get some idea of where we stand in the order of things, economically speaking. We know the system is rigged in favour of the rich and powerful. Donald Trump, in fact, although he railed against it in his campaign, turned out to be the most energetic promoter the deep state has ever had. So I'm going to have a quick look at that. Then I'm going to talk about Hong Kong. You know there have been some disturbances there. So I want to talk a little bit about the history of Hong Kong, and especially the Hong Kong dollar, which may come as a surprise to you, but it happens to be pegged to the US dollar. Then a horror story about a man, a Jamaican man, a lawful US permanent resident, who was returning back to Baltimore after visiting his family in Jamaica, kept in jail for 3 months, but never accused of anything. And even to this day, he's out but on bail for literally nothing. So there's a story which I think you'll enjoy. I mean, I say enjoy, but it's another way of saying entertainment with a small e. Well, the pollsters are manipulating Donald Trump's approval numbers, just like they did the same phenomenon which worked against him in 2016, right back at the start. So I think it's time to learn a little bit more about that, get some of that down pat. Okay, so for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly, as I said, email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become, you know, a paying patron of the show and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So anyway, feel free, select any 3 shows from the archives at Podbean, but I highly recommend the latest 3. They're the most informative, I think, for you, because they can give you an idea of how I treat the day-to-day events which are most fresh in your mind. So there you have it. I will now conclude with my contact information, starting with my email, which you will need for the purpose of asking for free shows and other things if you need to. My email address is also on the Podbean page at the top, so if you shouldn't happen to write it down, you will find it there. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, that's RWL for my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and they're filled with useful and scintillating information. So if you would like to consult both of them, which I think you should, they're free. Just go to www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And the Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. RM, my initials, RM Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no punctuation. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful weekend. I will be back on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.